I'm Marco Werman, and you're listening to The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. We're going to talk now about a difficult subject, one that may not be appropriate for younger listeners. It's about how a Facebook conversation sparked a global discussion about sexual assault. The catalyst for that conversation was John Gomeshi, the former host of the radio program Q, which, by the way, is distributed by PRI, just like The World. Gomeshi was fired by the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation over allegations that he physically assaulted women he dated. Initially, fans of Gomeshi defended him and questioned why his accusers had not reported the incidents to the police. That's what former Toronto Star reporter Antonia Zerbisius and Montreal Gazette reporter Sue Montgomery were discussing online. They'd both been raped when they were younger, and neither had reported the assaults. So they created a hashtag, been raped, never reported, and shared their stories. Since then, thousands of women have told Twitter what they never told the police. Sue Montgomery told me why she wanted to go public.
As people took to the internet and said, why don't these women come forward? Why don't they give their names? Why don't they go to the police? I knew full well why they're not going to the police, because I did the same thing, as I know thousands of other women did the same thing. So I sent off a quick message to Antonia on Facebook, and I just wrote to her and said, why don't we make a list of all the women who have been raped and didn't go to police, and I will go first. I will put my name out there first. She put her story out, I put mine out, and it was it.
I want to get to the question why you think so many women don't report rape. Mm-hmm. And maybe you can just give us your own story briefly, what happened to you and why you didn't go to the police.
Well, I've had a number of incidents. Starting when I was 3 years old, my grandfather sexually assaulted me up until the age of about 9. Then when I was a flight attendant, I was a young flight attendant hired for the summer while I was in university, and another flight attendant raped me on a layover. So obviously when I was a kid, I didn't go to the police, but I did go when I was in my 20s to the police, to the town where he lived. And the police, their reaction was, why are you coming to us now? I mean, it happened a long time ago. So they didn't believe me. So that was the end of that. And I didn't report the flight attendant one, believe it or not, because I thought I would lose my job. But the other thing is, the other reason we don't go is because the majority of these assaults, our perpetrators or assailants are someone we know. So in the case of my grandfather, like, this was someone I loved, someone I respected. And to admit that somebody so close to you would treat you in such a way is a very, very painful and hard thing to do. And same with a coworker or a friend or, you know, any family member. It's very hard to do that. Whereas the creepy stranger in the bush, I mean, everybody wants to get that person, right? Mm. So
it's interesting. All the incidents that you were talking about that happened to you contain, I think, tropes that many women will relate to. And your hashtag is triggered even more. I mean, here are just a quick sample. Because I had been drinking and didn't remember everything. That's why one person says she didn't report it. Because even my friends told me I shouldn't, because I would ruin his life.
I've heard that one a lot. Yeah.
Didn't know I could say because I was 16 and he was my boyfriend. That connects directly to what you were talking about. Or because when you're young, no one really believes you anyway. Are you surprised by the way this has taken off, and not just in Canada, but all over the world?
I'm not surprised by the numbers. But I am very, very surprised that people have gone public, because it's a very hard thing to do. Like, even though I'm 54, I've worked through all this stuff, but I don't talk about it. And even when I pressed the send button last week, I was shaking. My heart was pounding. I was scared, because the internet can be a very, very nasty thing, as we all know. And I've been pleasantly surprised that the trolls have been silent. But I'm also getting tons of messages privately from women saying, you know, I'm not ready to go public, but thank you, because I've told my husband, or I've told a friend, or I've just said it out loud, and I feel so much better.
I don't know how much you've been scrolling through some of the responses to the hashtag, but men apparently are also using it. And I'm just wondering, in what context? Are they empathizing, or are they also rape victims?
Both. this is the other thing that, and I actually think it's much harder for men to come forward. I did a story a number of years ago about widespread sexual abuse in a private boys' school here. And a lot of the victims, I was the first person they ever had spoken to, ever. Mm. And many of them had been married, you know, didn't tell their wives, didn't tell anyone. I think what we have to do, we really have to educate our young people. I have two teenagers, one a boy and a girl, 18 and 15. And we have these discussions constantly because they have access to things on the internet that we never had. You know, the most we had was like Playboy or whatever, right? Mm-hmm. But they're getting all kinds of twisted ideas or twisted messages as to what constitutes a healthy relationship.
Yeah, and it is confusing out there.
And I can't believe some of the things my daughter tells me about hooking up, and like they don't really want to have a relationship. They just want to have sex, you know, and which there's nothing wrong with that if it's consensual. But I think kids are really, really confused as to what that means. And I think we need to have that discussion. I think all families need to have it. I think we need to have it in the schools. We need to start young.
So your hashtag campaign has raised awareness and produced, frankly, a shocking catalog of rape and sexual abuse. Where does it go from here?
I don't know. I think we have to examine our legal system. I cover the courts for the Montreal Gazette. I rarely see sexual assault cases, unless it's the creepy guy in the bushes. There very, very few cases come to court.
Sue Montgomery, thanks very much for speaking with us.
Thank you.
Talking about sexual assault is tough. Would you share something that personal online? Let us know at PRI.org.